or the ref.
Or the ref.
Stop. Machar lo shava chamesh b'sheish. V'hukruv amdu ashmana. So he sold him as something worth 5 or 6. So nisana ha lokeach. But then lokeach got the last laugh and went up to 8. Mi nisana lokeach. Lokeach yochal asubo v'lo mocher. Mishum da omar le ilav da onisani. Da onisani. Lo matisa hadrasbach. Hashtag the Onisani Matisa Hajjasbach.
Onisani, that's Aramaic.
Onisani, does anyone have a different gear set? We just changed the gear set? Okay, fine. So now that you did it, that you were Miss Anna, so then you're now going to go back on it? Right? So that's his time now. You can't.
Oh, we're on the tape? Okay. We're in Perek Chamishi and Bava Basra. And Amocha Sasmina and the Rush Yudalit. Os Yudalit and the Rush. In the old Gemaras, it's on Daf Kuf Tzadi Aleph. In the new ones, it's on Daf Lamed Hei.
So, okay, fine. The lo kaim lo kriv chista, but we don't pass the kriv chista. B'had amr lo kiach yachal atzer, because this is really a case of an ashtus, right?
That's right.
According to Shmuel, right? It's just right. Us. And still, right, the iu sabar kemas nisim perikas of
right, so therefore, that is he paskins
like Mishnah, which is
Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, like Mishnah. That what? That at a shtus, it's Yadol Yona, so the Lokeach could either be Chozer or he could demand his shtus.
Right.
Okay, so that's why he. So he sets up his case in the case of shtus that he's saying the mocha can't be chazer,
right?
Because there is chazara. Right. He's going to explain how it works, but there is chazara. But we don't hold like Rav Chista in that,
right?
Because we hold that by shtus is kano machzana, and he has no right for bittul megach.
Right.
Okay. So it comes out that Rav Chista's case is in a case at Shlok Ilchusa.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Vahi Masnisan Asi Kerb Yehuda Hanasi Vahanan Kaimlan Kerava De Pasuk Halacha Kerb Nasan Damar Shtus Kanu Mahzor Na Umihu Kaimlan Ki Iker Milse Der Chista.
His main idea we hold from.
The Asa Lashmi Inan De Ein Moche Yachal Achzor Afan Pi Shehukru you would have thought that both of them could be mivat lemekach since it went up. Alma loved Rav Chista have a mina that filu mocher yachol lachzerbo that even the mocher could be mivat in this case.
So it wouldn't be for Rav Chista. So you see that what
I would have thought
that in the ikur din. See,
I would have thought that either the lekech or the mocher in this case could be mivat lemekach.
And we hold that what?
And Rav Chista comes and tells us that no, only the lekech can, because he was the one who was misana originally.
Right. So you see that we would hold like Rav Chista. Okay. If we held like Rabbi Nasi,
we would have held like Rav Chista.
We would have held like Rav Chista. We hold from Rav Chista's far.
Right. Meaning, right.
How's he proving it from here?
The way he changes the Mishnah, how his additional idea on the Mishnah.
Because there's new idea in the Mishnah. If it wouldn't have been for him, we would have thought that they could both change their mind.
Right.
So it's mashma from the mashmar. So the Gemara is that now we know better. So the mashmar from the Gemara is that his svara is accepted.
Right.
Okay.
The Afagav, the Kulam Beona, in Hamani Yachal Achzerbo. So even though, according to even Rav Nasan, that at a shtus.
I mean, even
Rav Nasan, or rather, we passing like the.
I forget about it. He's not going. He's going according to Rav Yehuda Nasan, because his halacha is in Rav Yehuda Nasan.
Okay, fine. The ma'an has certainly can't be chozer. Shani hacha shechazer mekach liyos bittel mekach legabi mocher Kodushes kai mekach l'gabi lokeach, d'ahainu b'soch k'dei b'chdei sh'yir l'tagro shomer.
Shain yach eshe chazan mekach liyos bitl mekach l'gabi mocha, the mocha give me vatlet.
Because it went up to eight.
Kodushes kai mekach l'gabi lokeach.
D'ahainu b'soch b'chdei sh'yir l'tagro, o shiyama rotzani b'mekach. So before the Kiyam Mekach occurred, which is either b'chdei sh'yir l'tagro, or if he were to have said rotzani b'mekach.
Right, he'll go.
Hilkar gam hamocha yachel achzibo kivin shlo kayim halokeach adayin es mekach. Kivin shlo
kayim halokeach adayin es mekach.
Right.
Kamash mohon Rav Chisda.
Kamash mohon Rav Chisda. De ini yachel achzibo mishim damalei lav doni sani v'chulu.
Okay, stop.
So therefore you can't back out.
So how does it work?
Right. So it's also number five for six. So the damim was six.
So it was exactly a sixth.
Right.
So now he's saying that if it wouldn't be for Rav Chisda, if it didn't go up in price, it wouldn't be for Rav Chisda, so then what would it then be?
If it didn't go up in price?
Right. So there were no Rav Chisda.
You'd say Kaner Machzor, no.
So the Mocha could be Chozer. If weren't for Rav Chisda's din, the Mocha would be able to be Chozer.
Isn't that the case with the Mocha?
No, this is a shift.
Nobody holds that.
Right.
If it did
right.
go up, you're saying.
Okay, it did.
And it did go up.
Okay, fine.
Before he has his Chiddush that he
left. Rav Chisda said that since it went up,
to eight, right.
The Mocha can't change his mind.
Right.
But now he has a problem because the Mocha can't, even according to the Nasa, the Mocha can never change his mind anyways.
If it didn't go up.
What?
Right. If it didn't, in the case where it doesn't go up.
So Kav HaChomer where it goes up.
Well, if it goes up, then it's a case of yes or else.
In the case of yes or shtus, we're saying that he cheated him exactly a shtus.
That's it.
Right.
So the mocher doesn't have any rights?
So that's his question.
Right.
That's the question he's asking. The mocher has no rights.
Right, according to anybody.
According to anybody. So what do you have to have Rav Chisda come in and tell you? That since it went up, he doesn't have any rights, because the lokeach could say to him, he loved the oni sani.
Right.
He doesn't have any rights anyways.
Right.
Because this is considered a case of a shtus.
Yeah, because he's speaking in a case of a shtus, according to Rabbi
Donasi.
Right.
The fact that goes up.
How does he answer that?
Oh, because it went up to eight.
No. He doesn't say it goes one up to eight.
No.
Take a look what he says.
Because the lokeach can be chozer, it's considered a lo niskayim hamekach.
Exactly, that's what he says.
What did it hold on?
Because it became bitl mekach l'gabi mocha. Why? Go ahead. Because
it went up to eight, and he only did six.
No.
Kodin, it went up to eight before he was mekayim the mekach.
Because he wasn't mekayim the mekach yet.
And it went up to eight.
What's it got to do with the fact that it went up to eight?
Because it didn't go up to eight. Of course, the mocha has no schus. With anybody, or nosan or biyud.
If it didn't go up to eight.
Of course. So what? When did the
so what gives him the schus that it goes up to eight? It's
who
worse.
Cares? No. Now the mocha got ripped off
because there was no
kiyam. Six or something. Yeah,
got ripped off. He sold it.
Hey, in a shav ela hey, should give him five again, right? Ava shava avav behei v'kila kamei harish just mekach shenis ana mocha mipashut echad shuchelik sheish mishavi shemechavan. He's going through the passing like Shmuel af mos shus moshanina. Okay. Okay, fine. V'yachlasibo misha hutol na yadon yadon. The time comes to Shmuel fan. Rav Chisda perkazov, he paskins like Shmuel fan. Umihu leisechos akir v'chisda like Rava the pasuk hasam. Hilchos ashtus kana maser na. Umihu Rav Chisda kistamas nisan b'hasam sfirle. The misha hutol alav yadal yona. If aslo meimar, the hechad machalo shava chamish bevav. Dinis ana lokeach v'haya yachal lachse bechdei shi'el tagar o lekrovo k'dam b'gemara v'hazav hukru b'soch osa zman v'amdu ashmona d'hashta l'basof nis ana mocher afilu b'yosem ishtus davi betel mekach v'rutza mocher lachser ata mishim d'dayin lenis kaim ha-mekach ligamri kozman shi'achal lokeach lachser d'dayin loher l'tagar l'krovo hilkach hol b'soch kach nis ana gam hu Rots a lachzer nisana gamhu. Rots a lachzer shere ata nisana shneim. Afilu hachi ene chozer demi hush nisana mekara b'shas mechira lokeach. Hilkach yachal lachzer bo kol shana sheyirtze b'soch zmana katzuvlo. Avelo mocher shere hu haya hamaane v'yada tachtona. Yaf bishol nisana mekach adayin kishachozer v'nisana gamhu.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So since the Mekach wasn't completed...
Well, what does that mean? There's no new Kenyan. It
no.
just means that he has the ability to back out, but the Kenyan was complete.
There's
what's he talking about?
He's saying it wasn't.
Was
he's saying it wasn't
it
complete.
Was a Kiyam.
It was
never Kiyam Mekach. It never cleared.
It never Kiyam.
It was a Kiyam. It wasn't a Kiyam yet.
Okay, so now when there are changes
can
that happen afterwards...
To me how is it for
all? Shani Hocha, right? Even though Reb Nasan Abihu Nasi, everybody agrees that at a shtus the ma'ana can't be chozer. So why here does the ma'ana have a havamina to be chozer? Shani hacha shechazer mekach liyos bitul mekach, because the value of the object has gone to become bitul mekach legabe emocher, because it went up to 8. Kodim sheskay mekach legabe lokeach. Dahayne besoch kidei shiyot agro shiyon rotzani mekach. Hegach gama mocher yachol asibo.
That sounds like the same thing as the Rosh Bob.
Now they went up before the Mecca was Kayam.
But whatever you're going to say, there's one thing you have to say. That the way that the Chachamim instituted, that the Lokeach could be Mevatel the Mekach,
right,
is by suspending the Kiyam HaMekach.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
By suspending the Kiyam HaMekach. So therefore they said that they wanted to give the schus for the Lokeach to be mevatel.
Right.
So they suspended the Kiyam HaMekach until he confirms it.
Right.
When you say Kiyam HaMekach, you mean actually in Choshen Mishpat, like the actual...
No.
No?
Not in Choshen Mishpat. In Hilchus Hanoah. Hilchus Hanoah is a separate system.
Uh-huh.
But
so
it's just in the Kiyam HaMekach, not Chalos. In the Kiyam HaMekach.
Right. But it produces...
So in Kiyam HaMekach, they suspended his rights. They suspended the Kiyam HaMekach. The Mocher's rights for Kiyam HaMekach were suspended. There's no Kiyam HaMekach. So therefore, the Lokeach can be chosen.
Right.
That's what you have to say.
Lokeach can be chosen, right.
For sure.
Okay.
Now, how does that transfer to
just
the Mocher?
Just a second. But if... But we're going to have a problem. If that's the case, so they suspended the Kiyam HaMekach, so why can't the Mocher be Chazer also?
Well, normally he can't. Because he doesn't have that Chos. It was just the Shtos. It was exactly a Shtos. He doesn't have this Chos.
Yeah, but you're saying the Chos is contingent on the fact that there's no Kiyam HaMekach.
Okay. It's true. It doesn't mean that since it's a Kiyam HaMekach, everybody has this chos.
It doesn't create this chos.
But in order to break it, you have to suspend the Kiyam HaMekach.
Right.
So, isn't it logical to say that if the Kiyam HaMekach is suspended, that the other guy could break it too?
Why?
It's all contingent on a logical structure.
No, but it's this chos.
But if you tell me it's just this chos.
Right.
So then I understand it. But they're saying it's more, the reason why he has this chus is because the Kiyam HaMekach is suspended.
Okay.
So you have to make recourse to a process of suspension of the Mekach.
Okay.
In order to give him this chus.
Okay.
Now why, if that's the case, the moment you do that, why aren't you also opening up the door for the Mocher?
Because you are.
No, because one of them has his chus of bittul.
He has the ma'at. He can be ma'ake.
Since he has chus of bittul, there's no kiyam. As long as he has his chus of kiyam, there's no kiyam.
There is no kiyam.
Right, because one of the parties has his chus of bittul. Because
he has his
chus
of bittul. That's right.
You don't need the mechanism.
Right. The chus creates the ego.
And what is this chus?
The chus of bittul. Chus of bittul mekach. He has his chus of bittul.
And since he has a schus of bittul
mekach, lesser chazak of chesdal kirava. The pasuk hasam, hilchas hashus kano maser na. Umiyur of chesdal kistam esnisan. The hasam sphere laid mishehu to alav yad al yona. The aslo meimar the hecha de machal shava chamesh beshish. Dines ana lokeach. V'ha'va yachal lachzer bechdesh yilatagra lekrova. Kedam begamar behazav. Hukru, besuch osazman, the amdul ashmona. The hashtel of basof, nesana mocher, I feel be yosem ishtos, the habi bitl mekach, the roots of mocher, lachzor ata, mishum de dialon is kaya mekach legamri, kozman shi yachalokeach, lachzor, de dialon here the tag of the krovo. Hilkach hol besoch kach nis ane gam hu. Rotsa lachzer, shere ata nis anu shneem. Akvilu hachi, eno chozer. Demihu shen nis ane mekara b'shas mechira lokeach. Hilkach yachal lachzer bo kol shah she yirtze. Besoch zman akachzer bo. Ava lo mocher shere hu haya hamis ane v'yada al tachtona. Shehu haya hama ane v'yada al tachtona. V'afo pishu lo niskai mekach adayin.
And they gave him the sus to clinch the mecher. Okay, they gave him the sus to clinch the mecher. So either he could do what? He could be mevatel the mecher, or he could, because the clinching of the mecher, right, is totally in his hands.
Okay.
It's totally given over to him, right? So now the mocher can't be mevatel the mekach, because that's a tarti desasri to the schus lokeach
to ratify,
to clinch the mecher.
Right.
Is it an exclusive schus if it's
totally
as well?
What they did was they gave the schus. What is Rashbam called? Gemar HaMechar? What's the lesson?
I think it's
Niskayim
HaMechar.
Niskayim HaMechar, that's what I'm for. Okay. So they gave the Schus Kiyim HaMechar to the Lokeach.
Right.
So they said to the Lokeach, since you were cheated, so the Schus Kiyim HaMechar is in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now the Mocher can't come along and be Mevatel HaMechar, because that's a tarti desasri to the schus kim, to my schus of kim amekach.
Right.
So he's out.
Good. Now the market conditions change.
But yeah, now
before we get to that,
that's against his. That would be against his. They took the schus of kim amekach and they placed it completely in the hands of the lokeach. So now you can't say that the mocher has a right to be involved with mekach. That's against his chus.
By definition, right?
By definition, conceptually, it's against his chus.
Not exclusive. It's not exclusive.
Yeah, if I have the chus to do what I want with the mecher, you can't come along and be involved with. You can't have it. even though I wasn't mekayim yet, but that's my chus to be mekayim of involved.
Yeah.
So you can't, as long as I have that chus of kiyam a mecher, you ipso facto can't have a chus to be involved with mecher.
Right. I mean, you're saying the definition of schus is telling his ratzon.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
If he wants it, it's good. If he doesn't want it, it's not good.
The definition of schus.
I mean, for another guy to come and do it, that's tied to the sanction
of the schus. Tied to the sanction of the schus.
Right. It's telling his ratzon. Okay.
Okay.
Now come to fun.
So now, in fact, the lokeach was not makayim the mecher. And now went up in price. So due to the fact that the lokeach was not makayim the mecher, so now the mocher is going to get nisana, in fact, okay? In fact, he's going to get nisana. So now, why don't I say that the fact that he's nisana gives him a schus of kiyam hamecher or bitul hamecher? And now he can move in.
Because the price went up.
Went up. So since the price went up, so now he was Nisana. So now he should have the same schus that the lokeach had before. Which is a schus, now the schus of Mavkim and Mekach should be totally in him.
Wouldn't that just be impossible? Because either,
either one could be, should be able to do it.
But isn't that a contradiction to each other's schus?
Well, each one...
I mean, you can't have two people having a schus of exclusivity.
Okay. That doesn't... read the Lashon
Hara.
Rashbam?
Yeah. Which part? The whole thing? Or
no, just Lashon Hara. Okay.
ויאסלו מימר דהיך דמח לשבע חמש בבוא ונסען לוקח ויהיה יכול לחסו בכדי שיהיה לתאגר לקרוב וכתם בגמרא Hooker Besechos is Mang Amdashmona, the Hashtal of Basof Nis Anamocher, Afil of Yosem Mishtos, Navi Bittel Mekach.
Okay.
The Rotz and Mocher Lachzer Atta, Mishim de Dain Lo Niskayim Ha Mekach Le Gamri, Kozman Sheach Lo Keach Lachzer, Dain Lo Her Le Tagar Le Krovo.
Okay.
Hilka Cho Besoch Kach Nis Ane Gamhu.
Gamhu. So he's also in Asana, you go ahead.
Rotz and Lachzer, Shehari Atta Nis Ane Shneham. A few hachi, you wouldn't think it's a deal, everybody gets ripped off, right? A few hachi, ain't a chozer. The mihush in the sana me kara, b'shach mechira l'kayach.
There was a
schuss
of the l'kayach, he had a transfer of the mocher.
What a magical... In other words, the question is, how could they be, how could be the sana shnayam?
Right,
how do you have a deal where both people get ripped off?
There was a schuss of the l'kayach.
Just a bad deal.
The whole thing stinks.
One guy's been church too much, otherwise...
The question is, what gives the lokeach or the mocher the schus on the of the mechira? In other words, what we said at first. Let's think what we said at first. That if the schus of gemara mecca of kima mecca is totally in the lokeach and the buyer,
right.
So you cannot ipso facto
transfer.
give the mocher the schus.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that it went up in price, you have a phenomenon that in dollars and cents, who was Nisana
Mocher,
but in Maisa Avera, who was Nisana, who was the Mana,
and the Mocher Doth Lekeach.
Lekeach was Nisana.
Right.
So in terms of the Isser, the Lekeach was Nisana. In terms of the Mocher, in terms of the price. The mocha was Nisana.
Right.
So the halacha is that you go by the Isser Ono, not by the Metzias of Ono.
That's what it's telling you.
That's
what
it's telling
you.
Since then it's not a question of transference of schlusim? In other words, because it's not...
You know of the Shas Mechira.
That's true.
So what does it... Read the next Rashbam. What is the Rashbam saying?
The market forces are...
What is the Rashbam saying? Is the Rashbam saying that it simply goes by the Isser Ono, and the Isser Ono was done b'shas Maisa,
right?
Because the whole system. That's what he means.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that.
No, that's right.
He sounds like it's really the actual Ono that really.
Right.
That really.
The actual case you got from who will the moment us of who lost.
Right. Right.
But
the only thing is that the Chachamim made a takana,
right,
that you can't benefit,
right,
from your undoing.
Right. Your schus is predicated on Isser.
Right. So they took away your schus to profit from an Isser on all.
Right. It's like you're right. That he's mastered that schus.
I don't know if the other Mishnah will learn that way. The only problem in that Rashbam is at one point he seems to assume that at one point both should be able to be chosen.
You mean that
thing? No, you see what he says? Yeah. Read that part again. He says that the... What does Lokeach say to him? V'chim b'neisha yafu chacham meskochi.
Right. V'chim b'shvil shoni sani v'yafu chacham meskochi lachzorim erze. V'nasni yadi al yona tachzor boch gam ata kishuhukul b'sof.
Gam ata.
Yeah, kishuhukul b'sof v'ti gam yadcha al yona.
Right.
In kim atzi nechotin iskari.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like it's like conceptually it would have been fine. It's just
would have been fine conceptually.
Right, but just you can't have a schus that's predicated on this.
So you must say that the Rashbam maintains a strange position. Namely, that the Isser Ono gives the schus to the Lokeach, and the actual Ono gives the schus to the Noach. That both are capable of giving schus.
Why do you have two things? Like, you never actually have a case. You never have a case where... This is like the only case where you can kind of split it up, right? In this case, it doesn't work. So why do you ever have two things that generate this chus? Like, don't they always coincide?
I mean, the straight way would have been to say, like we said before, that the chus are generated by the Isser.
Right.
And not by the actual Ono.
Right.
For some reason, he goes off.
Yeah.
For some reason he goes off and he holds that really the mocha should have schlusim. But the reason why he doesn't, it's shloi echad deniskos. Shloi echad deniskos is a takana. That the mocha can't be marviach.
Right, from the
Maisa Vera. From the Maisa Vera, discuss.
Right.
I don't know if everybody learns that. I mean, the straight way to learn would be like we're saying. That it's the Isra Ono which gives me the discuss, not the actuality of the Ono.
What's the Havamina then? Then the problem is...
Well, the Havamina was that it's the actuality.
Okay. I mean, it's Havamina. That's Maskana saying no.
No, it's the Isra.
Then why does he have to say a Taina? Yilav Doni Sani, like that's what Rashman's bothered by. He's bringing a Taina. Were it not for the fact that you're Mazanami, then you wouldn't have, now that you're Mazanami, you have this Chus. Just say.
It sounds like Shloi Chotaniska.
Right, or something. I mean, Tony Vinetan, something. He's bringing a Taina, or he's saying something to Shloi Chotaniska. But, right.
The fact that you're a victim of the Nisranah generates Chusim.
Right.
And the fact that you are, in fact, Nisranah generates the same Chusim.
A perpetrator.
Say. That at first the lokeach was nisan because of the price.
Right.
So he had a schus of want.
To be chazar. Chazar.
Chazar. And he retains that schus.
Right. Right. That's what you have to say. Even though now the price changes and to the point where he's not misana.
And now the other guy gets the schus.
Now the other guy's being misana, so he gets that schus also.
Because it's still the same
nekach.
Both have the schus of the other.
Right.
That's true. Or not for the fact that one of them, their schus was predicated on a isser.
On an isser.
And therefore he just doesn't have that schus.
And therefore the Chum came along and they said that you don't have the schus to be maviach.
You can't be a gavra misana.
From if you don't have the schus to be maviach from your
right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was going to refer there on.